It's a mistake to think that the depopulation agenda pushed by the globalists is a new thing. That it only began with COVID and the pandemic and the bioweapons, depop vaccines. No, this has been going on for decades. It's just that the culmination of these efforts is now becoming more and more apparent. Even back during the Richard Nixon administration, and I've covered this numerous times, how the science advisor to Richard Nixon was recommending that all U.S. food exports that were being shipped to Africa would be laced with infertility chemicals. Why? Well, because they didn't want Africans to reproduce. That's why vaccination programs were really so aggressively pushed across Africa in order to control the African population. Now, understand that the globalists like Bill Gates and others who have really funded a lot of the vaccine operations in Africa, in their minds, they think they're being humanitarian. They think they're the good people. They are saying to themselves that, oh, you know, if Africans are just left to themselves, they will just reproduce to the point of mass starvation, and then billions of Africans will suffer. That's what they think, you know, just watching the population growth of Nigeria and other countries. And so they think that by pushing infertility, depopulation vaccines, pesticides in the food supply, gender bender chemicals, that they're actually doing something good by preventing young Africans from being born, preventing them from one day, you know, suffering. So in the minds of these globalists, if you ask them a question like, how do you, you know, prevent massive human suffering from starvation? Their answer would be, oh, that's easy. You kill off everybody, and then you don't have people suffering. See, that's the answer. That's the way they think. But it's important to realize how depopulation has been pursued for decades right in front of us without most people noticing. For example, the rise of pesticide and herbicide chemicals, which really began after World War II, but definitely took off in the 1960s and 70s and 80s. That was all part of a depopulation program. It's just like I said, the science advisor to Richard Nixon was saying that they should spike all the foods with infertility chemicals that were being exported to Africa. Well, they were doing the same thing to all the foods produced in the U.S. as well. And by the way, that story was covered by the New York Times back during the Nixon administration. We've covered it many times, and we've cited the New York Times, so that's easy to verify that was the case. But the pesticides and herbicides were part of a mass poisoning program for the United States of America as well. And over time, with companies like Monsanto, then the chemicals became more elaborate, more effective killers. So we get to glyphosate, for example. Glyphosate was about half the formula of Agent Orange. So Agent Orange, a defoliation chemical that was dropped on Vietnam and which caused, you know, horrific birth defects for a couple of generations after that, caused massive human suffering. That was all made by Monsanto. It was designed as a weapon against humanity. It was used by the Department of Defense to drop on the Vietnamese people. And again, it caused untold human suffering. Well, they effectively airdropped the same chemical on the U.S. population through the crops, just in a slower means. Instead of being a very active, fast-paced war, it was kind of a slow poisoning war of poisoning the food supply. And this has all been designed, again, to kill off people. Same thing with the polio vaccine. The polio vaccine did not stop polio. We now know that. What stopped polio was actually improvements in sanitation and sewage systems, basic plumbing and hygiene. That's what stopped polio. What kept polio going were the polio injections. In fact, the number one cause of polio in India today is the Bill Gates-funded vaccines for polio. They're actually polio injections, okay, just so you know. This is how they keep it going and how they keep the vaccine narrative going. They inject people with substances that cause disease, and then they say, oh my God, look, there's an outbreak. Everybody needs more vaccines. It's a total scam, total fraud. Well, the CDC used to admit, although they scrubbed this from their website, I think, in 2011, they used to admit that 98 million Americans had been injected with the SV40 virus, which is a simian pro-cancer virus, or viral particles, if you want to say it that way, as part of the polio vaccination program. 98 million Americans. And that was a lot, by the way, back in the 1960s and 70s. And so the polio vaccines not only kept polio going to some extent, but more importantly, the polio vaccines then caused a wave of cancer. And the point of that was to kill off more people from cancer and also to promote the financial interests of the pharmaceutical companies and the cancer industry, which of course profits from cancer. So they love it when people get injected with vaccines that cause cancer. And today the COVID vaccines cause turbo cancer. So this is all part of a mass depopulation program. And then the entire food supply, of course, was heavily processed to eliminate minerals and nutrition. And when it became obvious that they had eliminated too much, like, for example, they had taken all the iodine out of everything, and people were suffering severe iodine deficiencies that were causing very, you know, obvious defects and problems, well, then they would mandate to put in a little tiny trace amount of iodine back into the salt. And that's how you get iodized salt, by the way, which is, again, designed just to give people enough iodine so that the mass killing through the mineral deficiencies isn't so obvious. It's more of a slow kill, but they're still killing you because all the other foods lack magnesium and they lack chromium, they lack zinc, they lack nutrition. They're just empty calories designed to kill. And by the way, the mass poisoning campaigns of the population were very widespread. For example, up until unleaded gasoline was mandated, they put lead in gasoline. Why did they put lead in gasoline? Well, the official explanation is they tell you, oh, it made engines run better. But in reality, it was because then they could just put lead into the air, and they could put lead into all the food crops that are growing alongside the roadways, and they could poison the population with lead. And that's exactly what they did. Of course, lead poisoning causes lowered IQs, which dumbs people down, makes them a lot less likely to rise up and resist the tyranny. And in order to reinforce that, of course, they've been putting fluoride into the water supply for generations. Fluoride, which has no benefits whatsoever to teeth when ingested. You know, you shouldn't be drinking and swallowing fluoride. Now, you could argue that topically fluoride has some benefit, but absolutely not ingesting it and drinking it. It's a neurotoxin, and it causes fluorosis. Fluoride is, you know, incredibly toxic, incredibly bad for human health. They put it in the water supply in order to dumb people down, to harm neurodevelopment, to make people stupid and compliant, along with lead, along with the pesticides and herbicides that also interfere with cognition. And then, of course, they introduced all kinds of propaganda narratives that confuse human minds, such as teaching children that men can have babies, or that, oh, you might have been born in the wrong body. You might actually be a girl inside a boy's body. This is all designed to make children insane, and it's actually working. It's a very effective strategy. So there are multiple levels of mass poisoning that are really the precursors to depopulation. It's just that with COVID and the vaccines, the bioweapons, they decided to really push depopulation into an accelerated phase. They pushed it into high gear. It turns out that all the depopulation efforts they had been using, poisoning with pesticides, with fluoride, with lead, and so on, just weren't achieving the population control goals that they wanted. And so I think it was the 1960s and 70s when the globalists really got alerted. I think that book by Ehrlich called, I think it was Population Bomb. I think that was in the 1970s. I'd have to go back to be sure. But that's when they started talking about how population growth was going to overtake the planet's available resources. And that's when they started kicking things into high gear. And then by the time you get to the early 1990s, you have Bill Clinton approving funding for self-replicating vaccines in South Africa. And the South African apartheid government at that time looking at self-replicating vaccines as a way to decrease the populations of blacks in South Africa. You know, what better way than to say you have a public health program and call for all black people to line up and be vaccinated and tell them, oh, the government loves you, we're helping to protect your health, but they're actually being injected with a self-replicating kill switch. Now, that program, of course, morphed into the mRNA vaccines, and that's what is now known as COVID vaccination. And the self-replication technology hasn't yet been fully perfected and implemented. Instead, they've achieved shedding, which is sort of the next best thing from the view of the globalists. And with shedding, you know, they can inject one person with mRNA instructions, turn their body into a factory of spike proteins, basically a walking bioweapons factory, and then that person can shed all over a bunch of other people, and that way they can spread death and disease, which is exactly what's happening right now. So even that has not been enough to achieve what the globalists want. I'm sure that people like Bill Gates must be really frustrated at this point because they thought they could eliminate at least a couple of billion people by now, and it's not happening. I mean, certain countries like Japan are suffering a demographic collapse because of a lack of marriage, a lack of having children. But overall, across the world, the human population continues to rise, even in the face of all of these attempts at mass extermination. So what's the next phase, you might ask? Well, the next phase is engineered collapse. So engineered warfare, which you already see the opening stages of that with the West trying to provoke nuclear war with Russia. Engineered famine, you see that happening with the Western European governments shutting down farms, just saying farms are bad for the planet and we're going to shut down all the farms and you can't farm anymore and we're going to kill all your cattle and take all your sheep and just take your farms. That's spreading all over the Western world. It's all about shutting down the food supply, famine. And then, of course, the big one, economic collapse. That's also, or financial collapse, global debt collapse, that's being engineered as well, because they know that when people are impoverished, then they can't eat. So economic collapse is being used as a means to induce mass famine and depopulation, which, again, the globalists believe is necessary to save the planet. Along with all this, we are treated to insane narratives about the climate, that, carbon dioxide is bad, and we can't have, you know, a single combustion engine on this planet, or we're all going to die. The ocean levels are going to rise hundreds of feet. Meanwhile, all the clown scientists like Neil deGrasse Tyson actually own condos in the areas that they claim will be flooded with ocean water. So, you know, they don't believe their own bullcrap, right? Just a total clown show, these climate cultists. Oh, yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson also believes in apparently an infinite number of genders. Yeah, that's, yeah, trust the science. A boy can become a girl. Yeah, that's, these people, such clowns, man. They make themselves look so ridiculous. It's beyond hilarious. But they try to scare people with the climate change narrative. They try to scare people into not using energy because they know that, gosh, if they could, you know, shut down all the coal, shut down the oil, shut down fossil fuels, right? Then, well, they could achieve more famine because food production is tied to energy, affordable energy. And food production is very importantly tied to fossil fuel energy because that's what tractors use on farms. That's what transport trucks use to distribute food. You're burning diesel fuel in order to produce food. And if you don't have affordable diesel, you don't have affordable food. If you don't have affordable food, then you don't have population growth. This is what the globalists understand. So they use climate change to scare everybody into shutting down affordable energy in order to cause mass famine and starvation in order to achieve their global depopulation goals. So that's what you're actually witnessing right now. But again, it's not happening quickly enough, according to the globalists. So they're going to roll out more bioweapons, more lockdowns, more financial reset programs. They're going to cause more sabotage across the food industry. They're going to do everything they can in order to destroy the human populations. And look, the bottom line is, most people are actually pretty easy for the globalists to kill, but not you, not me. It doesn't take much effort to become hard to kill. It really doesn't. That's what's amazing. It's amazing to me that so many people are so vulnerable to starvation and death and war because they're not preppers. They don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to grow food. They don't have a plan to grow food. They don't have any food stored. All their money is in dollars, so all their money is going to vanish when the dollar collapses, you know? And the globalists know this as well. They know they can really kill off pretty large chunks of the world population pretty easily. But the silver lining in all this, like I just said, is that it's pretty easy to become hard to kill. The globalists are not going to come into your house and take all your food and take all your gold and take all your guns, probably. I mean, if they try that, that would be suicide on their part. More likely, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing now, but just ratcheting it up. They're going to destroy food infrastructure. They're going to take down energy infrastructure. They're going to cause a financial collapse. And then they're just going to let a lot of people die. And hey, they may unleash a cyber attack on the power grid. Also, they may unleash nuclear weapons. Also, they may unleash, you know, World War III, EMP attacks, whatever. EMP would really accelerate the die-off. So you might want to anticipate that coming. But in all these scenarios, it's still relatively easy to survive it just by being a bit of a prepper and having some knowledge and, you know, owning enough guns and having a food supply and backup iodine supplies and medical supplies and whatever. Being a prepper makes you hard to kill. So that's why I promote preparedness and survival skills and survival knowledge. And I think that we're going to make it through all this, even if billions die. We're going to make it through. So stay tuned and keep listening to my podcasts and interviews and special reports at brighteon.com. You can check out my articles and interview transcripts at naturalnews.com. Sign up to receive our free downloadable AI language model coming out soon. Brighteon.ai is where you sign up for that. Use brighteon.social to connect with other like-minded people. Check out our shows on brighteon.tv or brighteonradio.com. And we've got some other announcements coming up this year as well that will blow your mind. So stay informed and get prepared. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. Springtime is here, and we have special spring detox bundles now for you to help you save a bundle at healthrangerstore.com. And the first bundle that's in stock available right now, I've got it on my desk here. It's a combination of non-GMO vitamin C and acetylcysteine, our 5G defense product, which helps your body deal with, peroxynitrite production that happens upon exposure to 5G radiation. We've got Turmeric Gold Plus, which has ginger and black pepper in it, as well as our nascent iodine. This all helps naturally support your body's natural detox capabilities. And if you bought these separately, they would be a lot more expensive than the special price that we have at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there and search for Spring Detox Support Bundle, and you'll see this bundle right here available at this special price, which is a significant discount off of purchasing these separately. We also have two other bundles available at healthrangerstore.com. The first is a nutrients blend bundle here that has the microalgae superfood blend here, along with our beet juice, again, all organic and all laboratory tested, along with our garden harvest blend. So this is a combination of fruits and vegetables loaded with phytonutrition, plus the microalgae. That, again, available at a special price, a lot less expensive than buying them separately. And then we have one more bundle here, which is called the Super Greens Bundle. And this has our greens plus superfoods mix, our broccoli sprouts, and also our Radiance blend. Those three together, absolutely loaded with phytonutrition. Again, non-GMO, certified USDA organic, plus laboratory tested on top of that. Plus, of course, we do microbiology testing on all these products as well. We test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, and we also do glyphosate testing. On top of that, we do more testing than anybody else in this industry on our entire product line. So if you get it at healthrangerstore.com, you can be sure it has been heavily scrutinized, even for heavy metals. So we test for lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other toxic elements as well, making sure that you get the cleanest and most nutritive foods, superfoods, and supplements that are available anywhere in the world. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of these spring detox bundles. They're good only while supplies last or through the end of March 2024.
And right now we've got supply of all of these. I don't know how long it will last. The supply chain is always a little dicey from time to time. At the moment, we're looking pretty good. So hopefully you can get your hands on these or as much as you need. Thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.